Namaste. Welcome to Freedom Chowdhary podcast. I am Nanumaya Khadkar. Today, in this 103rd episode, we will be discussing on Universal Periodic Review. Freedom Forum, in collaboration with Free Press Unlimited, an organization based in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, had submitted Universal Periodic Review report on freedom of expression to 37th session of UPR Working Group, on which United Nations Human Rights Council had discussed recently. Well, before going through the report, Mr. Narayan, will you please elaborate on what is UPR and its mechanism?
Yes, as Nanumaya said, the Universal Periodic Review is discussed by every state in the UN's Human Rights Council, where the reports are presented every 4 to 5 years there, and the organizations, government, human rights bodies submit the reports, and even the question and answer sessions are held there. In this connection, Freedom Forum is the civil society organization that worked jointly with the Netherlands-based Free Press Unlimited, and it submitted the freedom of expression and civic space, the report on freedom of expression and civic space. In today's episode, we are going to talk about this report. The report, which is focused on the freedom of expressions, first it gives the brief analysis of the situation of freedom of expressions in Nepal. As the report initially gives the brief descriptions about the positive aspects developed in the legal and constitutional atmosphere in Nepal relating to the freedom of expressions, and also it also observes other trends that are hostile to the freedom of expressions and safety to journalists. Similarly, it makes recommendations. Nanuji will say something more about the executive summary of the reports, and we will go forward.
Report basically emphasizes Nepal's domestic laws and obligations to the international instruments for the protection and promotion of the freedom of expression, information, and journalist safety. This report also provides an analysis and recommendations relating to issues relevant to Article 19 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and is based on the press freedom monitoring and advocacy work of Freedom Forum in Nepal and additional research that has been commissioned by Free Press Unlimited. I'd like to add that FPU2 had taken various interviews with organizations and media persons in Nepal during the phase of report preparation.
Yeah, similarly, Freedom Forum and Free Press Unlimited observed that Nepal made a huge achievement with its new constitution that came into effect on September 2015. The Constitution of Nepal 2015 prepared a legal base and helped conclude an extended period of political transition. Nepal held 3 tiers of elections and formed governments at the federal, provincial, and local levels, thereby devolving rights and authority concentrated in the center for centuries to the sub-national governments. The incorporation of full freedom of the press in the very preambles of Nepal constitutions and ample provisions on fundamental rights in the constitution is a welcome deed, the report mentions.
Yes, and additionally, while the new constitution and the new form of governance are substantive improvements considering the modern history of Nepal, we discern a rising trend of press freedom violations and suppression of citizens for exercising their right to freedom of expression. Furthermore, bills have been introduced that will, if made into law, curtail freedom of expression and the ability of media professionals to do their work without undue interference. This joint submission also underscores the following concerns related to Article 19 of the ICC PR thoroughly.
Yes, As mentioned in the executive summary, there are some more points for elaborate descriptions here. For example, how the situation was deteriorating, that which did not help enable environment for free exercise of freedom of expression and for the media atmosphere. For example, the report mentions that the state was not that active to make amendments in the constitution to comply with international standards of freedom of expression and access to information. Similarly, the government and political actors use different labels to suppress citizens' rights and journalists' rights through the misuse of Electronic Transactions Act was also observed in an worrying manner. The next is that there was the shrinking online space for freedom of expression and access to information. These were also mentioned remarkably in the report. The next is that the report mentioned is about the safety of journalists and working atmosphere. It is stated that there was the increase in the harassment to the media persons merely for exercising their right to freedom of expression, and it also it not only included to the case of journalists but also to the freedom of expression practitioners and others like the artists, it is stated. Similarly, next is that the long pending issues, of course, these are like the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, TRC, and the Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons, CIEDP. These issues, these commission are the transitional justice mechanism which were established to look after the cases of the conflict era on those who were killed and who were forced disappeared during the insurgency period, and where there were some of the journalists as well. So these commissions also became the issues to be heard. The next is the government's failure, or let's say government's inaction, to acknowledge the right to access to information and journalist safety in Sustainable Development Goal SDG 1610. It is raised vibrantly. And the next is how the situation worsens in case of the safety of journalists, is that there is the self-censorship growing and online harassment, it mentioned. In addition to these, or with these issues in the background, there are the recommendations the report made. Let's see what are the recommendations.
Yeah, the recommendations were, the first one was ensure legal reform with amendments in the Constitution of Nepal and other laws in line with international principles of freedom of expression in accordance with international human rights law and standards by redefining or deleting lengthy, vague and unnecessary provisos in the Constitution, specifically Article 17, Clause 1 and 4, Article 19, Proviso, Article 27, RTI Act, Section 3, Mass Communication Policy, Section 3.7.2, Criminal Code, Section 305-307, Section 121, Civil Code, Section 21D, IT Bill, Section 86 and 88, similarly, Media Council Bill, Section 5 and 7, Nepal Special Service Bill, Section 10, 1, 2, 3 and 5, and Advertisement Act, Section 5, 1, Section 8 and Section 15. Similarly, the next recommendation was to clearly define the provisions with the Electronic Transaction Act or its replacement with IT Bill in accordance with international human rights laws and standards. Similarly, the next one was to establish a separate multi-stakeholder digital authority that undertakes interdisciplinary research and study according to criteria agreed through public consultation on broader issues of internet freedoms, including freedom of expression online, and that furnishes suggestions to the government and the public on themes such as misinformation and fake news with the aim to increase media literacy.
Now, the next recommendation goes like this. Actively enhance and build capacity of the Transitional Justice Mechanism, TRC and CIEDP, with sufficient human and financial resources and legal and political support. Similarly, next, amend the legal framework of the TRC and CIEDP to make it consistent with international human rights law and Supreme Court of Nepal ruling. The next is set a baseline indicator and targets by developing a monitoring mechanism to monitor government actions contributing to SDG indicators 16.10.1 and 16.10.2, and set up multi-stakeholder body assigned to critically assess government actions towards this end. The next is ensure stakeholder participation in media policy development and law making that contribute to SDG goal 1610, amend RTI Act to ensure right to information to all peoples by broadening its scope beyond citizens, devise institutional and legal mechanism at provincial and local governments to implement right to information, ensure information sharing disclosure in open data format. Similarly, the government is also suggested to transform the government-owned media to public service media while ensuring editorial independence.
Similarly, few recommendations are also to intensify the process to implement the directive brought at the National Human Rights Commission in order for the protection of human rights of the journalists and right defenders. The mechanism on safety of freedom of expression defenders, including journalists, should ensure representation of freedom of expression experts, security personnel, concerned ministry representatives, and NHRC officials. The next one is to adopt comprehensive national legislation in order to ensure media pluralism and protect independent media, and also to investigate and stop state-sponsored trolling and cyberbullying against journalists and dissenting voices.
The report is comprehensive in the sense that it has consulted various persons, various experts in Nepal on media freedom, freedom of expression, and also the organizations working in these sectors, and their voices and concerns are also included here. It is a long and comprehensive one, and it is worthy to mention here that the government had recently committed to protect freedom of expression and other human rights enshrined in the constitutions, and the media sectors has also hoped that the government would be proactive or actively work for the freedom of expression issues where the right of the journalist are respected and every citizen's right are respected there. With this, we are coming to the close of the podcast Freedom Chowdhury for today.
Oh yes, there is a concern from our executive chief, Mr. Tarun Dahal, in this connection, which I would like to add before ending this podcast. Mr. Dahal has shown concern that the observations made in Human Rights Council by the government in UPR session were not properly reflecting the ground reality. He also expressed worry and suggested the government to implement its commitment on human rights, including freedom of expression and information. Thank you very much for listening to us. For any constructive feedbacks, you can email us on freedomforum2005@gmail.com. Bye-bye.